seen the story about the woman who this week was buried in a Costa coffin. It was a coffin bearing the Costa colours and the Costa logo. Apparently she loved coffee quite a lot. If you're a fan of Coronation Street, I believe Hayley was buried recently in a flower coffin, a coffin covered in flowers, basically. So would you consider a personalised coffin? What are you thinking on that? 51552 is our text. We have John Gill here on the phone, and John runs Crazy Coffins. Hey, you've guessed it. That's in the UK. They make customised coffins, and he's on the line now to tell us hopefully more about that. John, welcome to the programme. What are you currently working on?
We've been working on a replica of a Jack Daniel's whiskey bottle.
Of course you have. is that complex? Is it difficult?
It's very difficult. If you look at the bottle, I guess it's very well known in the Republic too. It's not a round bottle. It's got a lot of angles and chamfers and strange twists on it. It's a bit like a kind of cut diamond, rather striking when you handle it. And therefore, fabricating that piece by piece has been quite a challenge.
And can you tell us who, if not necessarily who wants it, but what kind of person is this?
He's quite open about it. A guy called Anto. We've never met him. He's serving in the security industry in Afghanistan, and he's actually from Belfast, because we only know him by email and the phone, and he says it's a dangerous business to be in, and therefore he wants to be prepared. And he thought he'd have this coffin built and ordered, and we load onto Facebook every couple of days the photograph of the next stage, so he can follow it with his mates somewhere in Kabul.
How long is it going to take to actually make it?
Well, if it was the case of someone who was dying and needed rapidly or was dead, we could make it probably, I guess, in about 10 working days. But since he's in no particular hurry, we've been doing it since October, in our just occasionally.
Right. So glad to hear that Anto is currently alive and well. All right.
Yes.
It's kind of a long thing. Like, what about the body? I mean, I'm looking at some of the pictures that we have of other ones here. There's some amazing ones that you've got here. There's a big Rolls Royce, or it looks like a Rolls Royce. There's a mobile phone.
Yes.
What's that about? Tell me about that one.
That was built. A child had died tragically, I think in an accident, and the mother came through an undertaker, and she said he'd always longed for a particular model of a Nokia, so would we fabricate that, and would we fabricate it small enough to go in the cremation oven, and would we get it as close to looking like a Nokia mobile as we could, and would we put on the screen the last message which he texted to his grandmother.
Wow. Oh, hold on a second. I'm just looking at it here now. Are you telling me that what I'm looking at, so I'm sure you can all see this at home, folks, that what I'm looking at is not a mobile phone. It's a coffin. Is this the picture that I have here from your website?
Yeah, precisely. It's a coffin, yeah.
But I mean, it just looks like a mobile phone.
Yes, it does. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
All right. So does it happen very often? By the way, crazycoffins.com is what we're talking about, so you can check it all out there. Amazing stuff. Does it happen very often that the person requesting the coffin is actually alive?
Yes. I would say 50-50. Half of the customers, we don't sell very many of these. We're mainstream coffin manufacturers, and this is a sort of bit of an interesting sideline. We've been making 12, 15 a year for the last 10 years, and half of those people come when they're still fit and well, and the other half, they're already passed away and their relatives are ordering the stuff.
What about the sled? I mean, like, now that we've got the Olympics out there, who wanted that?
That gentleman's still alive, but he spent his kind of hobby long distance skiing on the Arctic Circle in Lapland, places like that, where they haul their tent and their kind of food and clothes behind them on a sled.
Okay, by the way, the address is actually crazycoffins.co.uk, and
that's
there's
it.
Other interesting ones there that you have. So besides the ones you've mentioned, what other ones? Like, there's a Starship Enterprise urn.
Yes, we built that in October. A gentleman had died. The widow came through an undertaker. He was a Trekkie, fan of that show, and she said, could we build an urn to hold his ashes which would be an exact replica of Starship Enterprise. And rather awkward job, because it's all kind of pods on pods on sticks, if you can remember the image of the thing. So one of them obviously had to be hollowed out large enough to hold his ashes, and she's delighted.
So what kind of people work with you? And are we talking about graphic designers and architects and all that?
We're all joiners here, really, and so it just happens a couple of people have got a particular kind of feeling for sculptural work, and of course we've also got a sign writer who does all the artwork on the surface.
I have an egg, a ballet shoe, a guitar, obviously I kind of expected that one, Viking ships, railway carriages.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's one here, look, he wants an exact replica of the Orient Express.
Yes.
And that looks fantastic. It's a brilliant carriage. I mean, that must have taken ages.
It did take ages. And the man, he's very elderly. I think he's in his 80s now. His wife had had a... He'd buried his wife, and he thought, it's so miserable, this ceremony we're going through with his wife. This is now 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
He thought, when my time comes, I've had such wonderful holidays on that train with my wife, and I want to be buried in the actual carriage into which he and his wife had always booked themselves. We had to pursue the manufacturers of the carriage and get the exact colour specifications for the purple and the cream. And we even got from the manufacturers, because they helped us, we even got the fabric for the seats in the Orient Express. We got a length of that fabric, and we've lined the coffin with that fabric. So it's absolutely authentic.
Like, for some of the commissions, I would presume that you'd have to get extra large plots, or how does that actually work?
Yeah, indeed, that's right, yes. We've done 2 or 3 guitars. One was cremated, and so it had to be built such that you could take off the neck of the guitar,
yeah.
And so the thing would fit in the oven. And the other one wasn't cremated, but they had to buy a double-sized plot in the churchyard.
And would people have to go through an undertaker or funeral director or what, or can they go straight to you?
Well, with this line of business, we're quite happy if they come to us direct and then arrange, their local undertaker, or sometimes they come through the undertaker. You know, undertakers seem to be fairly relaxed about taking on
these. One I don't have here, although it's not really a built thing. I mean, do people... are football jerseys very popular?
Well, people are actually not so popular as you might think. People often want... We built an aeroplane... an airplane coffin for a guy who'd spent his life in the aircraft industry. He was a Blackpool Football Club supporter, and he wanted the airplane painted in Blackpool colours, which are kind of orange, and he wanted their kind of badge, the Blackpool FC badge on the plane. So they try and people tend to mix up these images. It's weird.
It really is. Well, listen, look, I mean, obviously proving that death can be fun. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us, John Gill. It's crazycoffins.co.uk if you fancy going out in style and staying out in style.
Well, yes, we'd love to talk to you.
Okay, thank you, John. Good luck.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Find us on